It's the radio segment that is pumped for the new grocery store innovation that he's bringing to the public.
What's that?
Starting next year, forget Whole Foods.
Uh-huh.
Head on over to Swole Foods.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where the veggies and fruits are all injected with illegal growth hormones.
Ooh.
So they're 7 times as big as normal.
Oh, man.
You're going to need 2 hands for that grape.
What?
With laser stories.
I'm going to eat some watermelon. I'm just going to walk into it.
Yeah. Why do I imagine a banana with biceps?
Yeah, it's like James and the Giant Peach, bro.
It's a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we've got a laser.
Yeah.
Those other fickleberries just don't.
Yeah.
This first laser story is out of Brazil.
Ooh.
A 37-year-old woman named Lena Oliveira is facing serious charges.
Uh-oh.
After she wheeled her very dead uncle into a bank, Weekend at Bernie's style, and tried to take out $3,400 in his name.
Oh. Ain't nobody got time for that.
No one will notice. He just always smells like that.
Oh, jeez.
A bank teller got it on video.
Oh,
and
my God.
According to him, the man was no longer with us, clearly.
That's
like,
so
obviously
sad.
Dead?
Very obviously.
Oh, no.
But the niece kept talking to him like he was alive. She even had to hold his head up the entire time and move his hand to right.
Okay. That is sick. Like, come on.
Maybe she just thought he was a deep sleeper. You know?
The teller said
his
skin tone looked off and that he was oddly quiet.
Yeah.
But the woman claimed, he's just like that. Yeah. He doesn't like to say much.
Anything.
Yeah.
Well, employees got suspicious and called the cops, who showed up and arrested her.
Did the grandpa get arrested?
I don't know. Please tell me he died of natural causes.
And the man she brought in was identified as a 68-year-old who apparently died several hours earlier.
Oh,
it's not even clear if she's really his niece.
Oh, no.
But the woman could face charges for fraud, embezzlement, abuse of a corpse.
Yeah.
Or all of the above.
Abuse of a corpse. Isn't it crazy that we have to put that as a law?
Yeah, that means some
down.
As brazen as that sounds, this type of thing isn't unheard of. Just last month, 2 women in Ohio got arrested after they propped a dead guy up in their car, went to a bank's drive-thru, and took out $900 from his account.
Oh, my
gosh. I thought you were just going to say, and use the HOV lane.
Yeah, me too.
That one should be fine. This next laser story is out of herpes and parties and spodies. Oh, my.
What?
What the heck?
I don't want to go here, Jeff.
How can American University get more American?
No. Okay, here we go.
Well, they just created a class called Swiftonomics, which is, a study of Taylor Swift's economic impact.
Oh, my God.
This legit is a thing.
Does the professor think they're going to know more than the students in this? He has no way.
In class, students will take a look at her business footprint, earnings from her Eras tour, her influence on Ticketmaster, and much more.
Dude, I think that's amazing.
Economy, yeah.
Yeah, seriously, way to get kids into econ, right?
One of the students who proposed the idea says, quote, "Taylor is my hero, and if you think about it, Taylor is just so Taylor. And we should learn as much about Taylor as we possibly can."
Okay. That wasn't as poetic as Taylor Swift is, but...
No word on if they'll touch on Taylor's carbon footprint and her private jet's impact on the economy.
Yeah, you mean on the environment?
And all that, too.
Yeah.
But in related news, Taylor's 11th album drops the Tortured Poets Department.
Wow, imagine dating a girl who has a master's in Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Italy. Most Americans have a hard time making it through a meal without pulling out their phones, even at a restaurant. But apparently, some of us would gladly give that up if we got a discount.
Oh, yeah!
Okay, what are we talking? Yeah.
Well, if you're traveling...
Bribe us.
If you're traveling into Italy anytime soon, there's a new restaurant over there that's trying something kind of cool. They're giving diners a free bottle of wine if you give up your phone when you come in.
What?
Oh. Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
That'd be easy for Brooke.
Free bottle of wine.
Yeah,
that's easy. Take my phone away anyway. I shouldn't be texting at that point.
I mean,
but at the end of 2 bottles of free wine, getting my phone. Back.
It's not just on the honor system. They'll actually put your phone into a box and lock it with a key, which they give to you.
What?
Okay. Do you have separation anxiety thinking about it, Jose?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah.
I'm an alcoholic. You'd think I'd choose the wine, but no, I'm still choosing phone. I'm a phone-aholic.
Well, if you end up going there, giving up your phone is optional. You don't have to do it.
Okay, good.
But with a generous perk like a bottle of wine, they say the response has been very positive.
Yeah.
How do you take a picture of your food?
And most diners are taking them up on the offer.
That's awesome.
Although, if you decide halfway through the meal you can't handle it anymore and unlock the box, alarms will sound and you will get charged for your wine.
Oh my God. Yeah, man.
And shamed by everybody else that you can't make it.
You
know? That's kind of funny. I like it.
The restaurant thought it would be a fun way to encourage diners to be more present with their companions. And it seems to be working.
That's awesome.
This next laser story is out of the interwebs. The cheating site AshleyMadison.com asks users to name other things they would be less likely to cheat on than their partner.
Okay.
Wow.
For example, like a driving test or something?
Well, 77% claim they were honest last Monday and would not cheat on their taxes. Very noble.
Is this supposed to make us feel better about them? Or
yeah, see, they're not totally bad people.
Yeah.
Other things cheaters say they would never cheat on. 82% of people say they'd never book an appointment with a different barber or hairstylist.
That does feel like cheating.
They know, too. Yeah. They know when you go back in, you're like...
You're like, that's not my haircut. Mm-hmm. I didn't cut this hair.
83% said phone carrier.
What? Oh, you wouldn't cheat on your phone carrier?
Alexis promises to never quit on you, Cricket Wireless.
Shout out.
84% of people say they would never quit on their favorite shoe brand, and 86% said their political party.
Hometown.
So this See, is where they draw the line, not their spouse?
Yeah.
They have standards, Brooke.
Okay.
89% of people said they'd feel terrible if they tried a different therapist.
Uh-oh.
It depends on how long you've been going.
I feel like
though.
If you're on Ashley Madison, the therapist isn't working. Does anyone else feel that way?
Unless you're cheating with the therapist.
Didn't even think about that. You have to pay for it still?
Probably.
Yeah.
And finally, 90% of the public would feel the absolute worst about cheating on their favorite sports team.
I would never. Okay. I would never.
Yeah.
You're a diehard.
I am a diehard. Yeah. Yay.
But thing is, that's a problem for this guy. Because in baseball, there's all these teams named after socks.
Mm.
But where are the teams named after shoes?
Dallas High Tops,
Detroit Slides.
Yeah.
He's hoping someday his team will come along.
The New Mexico Flip Flops.
Oh, I like the Philadelphia Stilettos.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Yeah. Let's go, Stilettos.
Come on, city, adopt one of these. That Sound Means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.